Obamacare has taken some hits. Insurance companies have been pulling out of states' public health exchanges because they can't make any money there, which raises questions about how public our private health system can be. So it's interesting that Canada is now fighting over how its public health insurance is run. And some people think the result could be a health system that's more like America's. We need our Canadian correspondent here, Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Good to talk with you again, Vaughn.
How private can our public system be is, I guess, to flip your sentence around.
Right. This is a court challenge we're talking about, Vaughn.
Yeah, a huge court case begin in Vancouver this week, long anticipated. It's been years just coming to court. The central issue is whether or not the Canadian system, in order to maintain the public system, can severely limit access to private clinics and private insurance. The operator of one of the big private clinics in Vancouver, and there's only a few of them in all of Canada because of the restrictions, the operator of one of those big private clinics, Dr. Brian Day, is in court challenging these restrictions. He says, and his lawyer began the argument this week, is that it's cruel and unconstitutional. Canadians are being made to wait for health care when they could go to private insurance, jump the waiting list, and get pain managed, get their knees replaced, get their cataracts dealt with, instead of waiting for months, sometimes years, for care in the public system.
The defendant here is the BC Health Ministry. What does the government say?
Well, the provincial government says it's obliged by law and by federal cost-sharing arrangements to defend the public system. And so it is doing so. But I think it would be fair to say, Bill, that the provincial government hasn't exactly been in a rush to see this case get to court. It's taken about 8 years, and there's been a fair amount of stalling on the government side. So, I would say that the provincial government has turned a blind eye for a while to the exceptions that do allow some private clinics in the province. They've done it because it takes pressure off the public system and reduces some of the complaining about waiting lists. And, of course, the other thing you'd have to say about this bill is this case is set down for 6 months at BC Supreme Court level. Whatever the outcome, it will likely go all the way to the highest court in the country, the Supreme Court of Canada, and that could take another couple of years.
Defenders of Canada's public medical system basically accuse this man of trying to gut the core of the health system. What are the possible ramifications here, do you think?
I think there's an awful lot of exaggerated rhetoric on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we would probably be headed for is the kind of system they have in most other countries, not the United States, but a lot of the European countries, where there's basic public system, but there's a second tier, as they call it, where people are able to jump the waiting lists and pay something and get private care dealt with. We do have some of that in Canada anyway, but it tends to depend on whether or not you're on a preferred list. If you're injured in the workplace and you're covered by workplace insurance, athletes jump the queue sometimes, healthcare workers, police officers, military, Native Canadians do. Prisoners and Canadian prisoners get care faster than ordinary Canadians sometimes. So that's one of the focuses of the case. It's that all these exceptions make the system very arbitrary and leave ordinary Canadians waiting for care or having to go to the United States and pay for care instead of being able to make use of a limited but reasonably available second-tier healthcare system, private, as exists in places like Australia, New Zealand, France, the UK, Germany, and so forth.
Would these changes to the Canadian system bring Canada a system based on ability to pay instead of based on need, which is kind of the core Canadian value?
Well, to some degree that's the case, Bill, but then you sort of go and look at some of these social democracies in Europe, and they all allow a measure of private care, publicly funded. They allow some queue jumping. We do too, as I said, but it's kind of arbitrary. So, I think there's a lot of exaggerated rhetoric on both sides. I think what we'd be looking at is some change in the system that would allow some private care, but I don't think you would gut the public health care system. I don't think you would discredit the idea of generally universal public health care. And I certainly don't think it would resemble the, shall I say, unusual combination of public and private that exists in the United States.
Yes, that is true. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer telling us about a case that will, sounds like, head to the Canadian Supreme Court and go on and on and on. We'll follow it. Vaughn, thanks a lot for filling us in.
Bye-bye, Bill.